Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you're having an awesome, a fabulous, a marvelous day, evening, afternoon, depending on where you are. I know you are. You say, ah, oh, Dr. Sunday, you said it. Oh, please stop saying it. But I have to say that because it's the truth. It's a 100% truth. You have to go through good and what we've seen and what we think is bad. We have to go through the trials and tribulations. We have to go through things that mold us, that shape us, that actually builds our character. Now, I know, you know I'm a living witness. It don't feel like that when you're going through it, but you got to do that because we actually have to, the things inside of us, and I have to say, we have some things we need to get out the way, right? Because we actually need to help and build other people. We need to actually help people realize who they are. We need to help people realize that they can obtain their dreams, their goals, their passion, of course, in their destiny in life. I have the awesome opportunity. I am Dr. Renee Sunday. You see what I did there? Hallelujah. I'm still a minister, regardless where I go. But I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I'm the host of Good Deeds Radio and TV show. We're based in Atlanta, Georgia. But what we do here is help you shine your light to the world. And people say, what is that light? That light is what's bubbling inside of you right now that needs to get out. You have that greatness inside that somebody else needs to hear what you've been through. Because a lot of people feel, they feel like they're all alone. They feel like they can't move forward. But by you telling your story, by you telling your testimony, by you getting your products and services out there, it's going to help them actually move forward in what we call this journey called life. Isn't that amazing? I love it. But, you know, I love it. Let's get in here because we got an ace bukun in here today. We actually have a world changer, overcomer. We just have somebody that's in their purpose. Isn't that wonderful? But we actually, I want to answer the question quickly. To ask Dr. question, to ask Dr. Sunday question this afternoon, morning, depending on where you are, if you're here live on the archive. Is Dr. Sunday, with all the things that you do, I get this question a lot. How are you able to keep yourself whole, if you will? That was kind of the gist of the question. And also the lady said, how do you not go crazy, okay? But anyway, but the answer to the question, just briefly, me and her did have a dialogue there that lasted a good little while. Pretty much, you know, I believe in God. That's who I lean and depend on him because all this stuff I've been through, you won't believe it, okay? But, you know, I have to lean and depend on him because he gives me my strength. He gives me my wisdom, my strength to move forward. And, you know, also my team, the people that I delegate things to, the things that the people, the products and services that I actually purchase from, the delegation of different services, the outsource that I do, they made me look good, amen? They do. They make me look good. And so the thing about it is we have to realize that it takes the whole village, as the saying says. We cannot do it all on our own. And I'm telling you, if you try to do it all on your own, that won't last too long, okay? And I'm not saying that. I mean, of course, being the CEO, being the, you know, the chief creative officer of your business, your passion, your destiny, you know, the decision has to come down to you. But I try to my best that I let the whole board. I let, you know, other people speak into my life because I can tell you I have a blind spot. Just some things I don't realize that I'm doing wrong. I'm being serious. And everybody's like that. You may think you're doing a great job, but you need to actually listen to what other people say because what other people say can actually be, you know what the floodlights look outside, how bright they can be? They can shine stuff on you that you don't even realize that you're doing. And that's what people in your circle can do to you, and you don't get upset. You just say, this is constructive criticism, and I need to get this straight because if one person sees that, somebody else sees it. Well, anyway, I'm going to behave because we got to bring our guest in here because she's going to blow the house down. She's going to tear it down. What we used to say, tear the house down, say, I'm up here to roll the phone. Amen. But anyway, we want to welcome. I actually have, and I told her, I asked her permission, could I take her tagline, her vision, what God gave her to change the world. Because I said almost every time I speak now, I know my value, okay? She's the CEO of I Know My Value. None other can't even get started here because she's going to make me just holler and just jump up and crazy. But the thing about it is we need to realize that it takes people to let you know that you know you need to know your value. I mean, we sit up here and say that this, that, now, all that. But you know what? When somebody actually can speak into your life, it actually makes you want to realize that you can actually do it. We want to welcome none other than the amazing, the fabulous Erica F. Brooks, the CEO of I Know My Value. Are you there?
I'm here. Hello, everyone.
Welcome. Oh, Erica, I'm so glad for you to be here. Actually, ladies and gentlemen, she was on the show last year, and she just told the house out. So she's going to actually do it today, so we got to get started here. But, Erica, look, please tell us a little bit more about yourself and the amazing things that's going on in your life.
Awesome. Well, as Dr. Sunday said, I'm Erica Brooks, and I am the founder of I Know My Value. And I Know My Value basically has two legs. It has a ministry component, and it has a marketplace component. And I'm actively in ministry. So basically, in a nutshell, who am I? I feel that I'm a person that helps you develop your value. Know, number one, who you are in Christ. Secondly, know your value in the marketplace, and also just know your value overall. And so I believe that all the other stuff, you'll begin to find out who I am as we talk a little bit further in the show. But I'm just super, super, super excited to be on and excited about some different things that are coming up. And so we're going to go from there, and I'll just kind of give you a little tidbits along the way.
Well, I love it. But let's do this, Erica. You know, I just love it. I told her I had to ask permission. I told her I'm not going to mess with a copyright or trademark. But everywhere I go now, I know my value because it took a process. I'm here to tell you it took a process for me. Yes. So tell us a little bit about, because that is something that you just don't even just come up out the blue saying, I know my value. So tell us a little bit of how this action was put in your spirit to actually have this as your mantra and also add that to us as being our mantra of life.
Okay. I entered into ministry in 2008. I really got more active, I would say, in 2007 and entered in 2008. And I was never comfortable with who God called me to be. And I would say definitely from 2008 until about 2011, I dumbed myself down because I wanted to be in the back. I wanted to be in the background. I would allow people to take credit for my work. I even did the ultimate thing is when I was ministering the Word of God, I would quench the Holy Spirit because I didn't want to seem too strong in this or too strong in that, or I was afraid of the response that I may get from the people. And so even with the little that I gave off, because I knew that I was holding back, there may be people that were lined up and say, well, can I get your Bible study notes? Or there may be people that are asking me to recap. And because it wasn't popular, the gift that I had, I hid it. But God really began to deal with me on knowing, number one, I didn't know who I was, and two, I knew whose I was. And so the birth of I Know My Value was beginning to know who I am in Christ, and that using my gifts and doing whatever I am is truly as unto Him. And if I am dumbing myself down, if I am quenching the Holy Spirit, then it's truly not magnifying the Lord. It's not humility, it's stupidity. And so God gave me, I can't even remember the day. I just remember as I was seeking the Lord, God dropped in my spirit, I know my value. And so that foundation is in Christ. And the more I began to study the Word, the more I began to draw closer to Christ, the more I began to understand that I can glorify Him in all that I do, I began to be more comfortable in the skin that I'm in. And so that began to be a movement, because when I began to change from going from that errand that was holding up the arms, that was that support person, to being that frontliner, or even being that now you, that Joshua that's going to, you know, now take you over, you know, out of bondage into the promised land. It was a lot of it was a lot of people falling off. And so I had to still stand my ground. I had to be unmovable, unstoppable, always abounding, still saying, hey, if people fall off, I know my value because I know who I am because I know whose I am. In addition, having a background in finance and being very passionate about teaching for so long, I did financial boot camps and things pro bono. And then when I realized, okay, the word says that your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men, I realized that I can actually add a dollar sign to my gift without guilt. And I said, well, Lord, it's been 10 years that I've did things pro bono. And so a part of knowing my value was also saying that my time is valuable. My education is valuable. My programs are valuable. And now my gift can make room for me in the marketplace. And then also relationships. And when I say personal, and I'll talk about relationships, is that we teach people how to treat us. And so understanding that it's okay to set boundaries. Boundaries are healthy. And so that just kind of all of those things is when God began to do a metamorphosis in my life. Then it began to be a movement of helping people declare that I know my value and understanding that that's not cockiness, that's not arrogance, because if we look at the word, you know, life is not our own. We were bought with a price. Jesus paid the price. There's not many people that's going to die for us. There's not many people that's going to lay down their life. And so when we talk about I know my value, it says that I'm priceless. I am priceless. And so that's how it came about, is knowing my identity in Christ and wanting other people to learn their identity in Christ in the marketplace and overall personally.
Mm. Now, that's a drop the mic right there. But let me ask you this, Eric. Let's step back a minute because I just want to make sure, especially with this amazing movement that has been placed in your spirit, when you say value, let's dive deep a little bit more because, you know, especially here in the South, when we say what happened in this house, stay in the house, and whatever, you know, Las Vegas, whatever happened in Las Vegas, stay in Las Vegas, you know. When you say value, just give us just a simple definition, if you will, so we'll know, you know, because let me tell you, a lot of people would love to say, okay, I didn't know what she really meant. That didn't involve me. But we want to make sure everybody realize what it is when you say value.
Okay. I'm going to define it in a different way, not the Webster's definition, is when we go to a jewelry store, and the items that may be sitting out, or if we're at, let's say, Walmart, if we're at a department store, there may be some accessories that's considered costume jewelry that are just accessible. I can grab a pair of earrings, or I can grab a bracelet. However, there's some things that are behind the glass. And so we automatically know that that cosmetic jewelry, I can grab it, I can take it, and I can take it to the register. But those things that are behind the glass, I don't have easy access to. I have to call a representative or someone has to open the key and assist me because those things are more valuable. The same thing when you go to some of the Tiffany's or Zales or some of those places, the high-end stuff is behind the glass. And so what value pretty much means is that it is alcohol. I've heard the term top shelf. And from my understanding, what that means is if you have a top shelf brand of alcohol, then you're drinking the best. But if you have the bottom shelf, then it's something that's not so good and you're bound to get a headache or bound to get a quicker hangover. But because Jesus shed his blood, we need to stop putting ourselves on clearance and get back behind the glass. So that what our value is, you know, we like to say that diamonds are a girl's best friend, but if we be honest, diamonds are easily accessible. I can go in almost any store, department store, jewelry store, and I can buy diamonds. But rubies are actually more valuable than diamonds. And so that's why you can't walk into a Walmart and buy some rubies. You can't always walk into a Zales and buy rubies, because rubies, they're way more rare and they're more valuable than diamonds. And so I just, so the value is, but it's not in the stuff. It's something that Chris Gardner says, and Chris Gardner is a gentleman that is the author of Pursuit of Happiness, is that our net worth is not our self-worth. And I'm going to say that again.
Mm-hmm.
Our net worth is not our self-worth. So basically, the world teaches us that the more stuff we have, the bigger car we have, the bigger house we have, the more degrees we have, that is our self-worth. But those things are just carnal. Those things are just temporal. But our value is our character. Our value is who we are in Christ. Our value is our morals. So it doesn't matter what title we have. It doesn't matter what position we hold. It doesn't matter our educational level. We are somebody. And so we have to begin to just understand that and not compare ourselves to the next person, but to understand that there was some bloodshed, and that we are valuable, that we are important, and that we all have something to offer. My gift may not be your gift, may not be the other person's gift, but it's okay because there's something valuable. There's someone that's super organized, and I'm one of the most organized people. That is valuable to me because they have the gift of administration. They have the gift of organization. There's somebody else that they are just super creative. They can go in and they can decorate. They can do whatever. That's valuable. There's another person who, you know, they're just a worshiper. I mean, you can walk in a room and they set the atmosphere, and the woman of God or the man of God don't have to preach because the atmosphere is set. And so that's valuable. And so that value is not based on anyone else. The value is in that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, that we're unique and that we're different, and being able to find the things that we love about ourselves and the gift that we are of God and the gift that we have to offer to the kingdom.
Well, wow. That's amazing. I just love it. I just love it. And what you're telling us is so amazing, because I'm going to keep it 100. Y'all know I am. You know, in the past, I could just look at the difference between my parents and look at my sister and look at myself and also look at my niece. In regards to what we have learned with my parents, you know how that was. The Bible was, you know, pretty much they hit it over their head, if you will. And then with my sister, that's when ministers start saying, you know, you need to study yourself. Don't, you know, go by what I preached over the pulpit, him or her. And then even with myself now, you know, you have all this technology. We can speak into our phone and it actually will tell us a scripture. We have so many programs and stuff. But what I want to put a pin in, especially with my age and beyond, you know, with the millennials that I love that you do so wonderfully, what I know your value is, now we actually can know what our value is, and we actually can still be in the church and use our spiritual gifts, but those spiritual gifts just don't stop at the church. You bring it on out to the marketplace. So Ty, you talk briefly on that, but talk a little bit on that, because it's kind of a new era, if you will, especially for us to say, okay, I can do X, Y, Z, what our gifts are, outside of the church, and we can still show people our light that God has given us.
The thing about marketplace ministry is that we have to understand that ministry, we're all ministers because, you know, we are the light. And so we're evangelizing every day by our lifestyle. So one thing about marketplace ministry is we have to understand that everyone's assignment will not be pulpit. So as I talked about the scripture, your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. It even makes room in your economic, your household economics. It even can increase the economics, your household. So what does that mean? If you have the gift of administration, then the people who have a gift of administration are usually good at things like doing contracts, good at doing, there may be email campaigns and things of that nature, can be a virtual assistant. That person may be, and that's an income stream. The person may be good at organization, setting up, breaking down. And those are things people are often looking for ways to supplement their income. People are often on jobs. They've been on job for years, and they say, I have no passion about my job. And I want to say that we will never be passionate about what we do until we get in our gifts. And to me, your gifts are aligned with your purpose. What were you born to do? What are you willing to do for free? What have you been doing for free? And whatever you're willing to do for free, that's your it. Someone, a teacher, you know, it's one of the spiritual gifts is teaching. And so if you are a natural teacher, why aren't you doing coaching? You can be life coaching. Why don't you have a tutoring program? Why aren't you offering? There's something that you know, even if you put it in the form of a book, that I need to know. There's something that someone else needs to know. And so those are ways that we think that our ministry is only effective if we have the microphone and we're ministering in song. We think we're only effective if we're preaching the sermon or we're teaching Sunday school or Bible study. But in the marketplace, there's some people who would never step foot in a church, but you're in the marketplace, you're teaching a workshop, and you're able to reach them right where they are. You don't have to throw scripture, but they see the light. They see the glory of God on your life. And so those are ways that we can reach people. Think about people in the medical times that are working on the weekend, but that patient can see the light. People that may it's just so many different things, but the main thing is asking God, trying to find out, you know, what are my gifts? And you can, you know, connect with your spiritual leader. There's so many spiritual gift tests that are out there online. And once you identify your gifts, aligning what you do with your gifts, because that's where your passion is going to come from. And then also that's where your increase is going to come from. And so when I go back to that scripture, something that Miles Monroe says as it relates to the scripture, he says your gift will make room for you, not your degree. Now, hear what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with education. I'm very pro-education. But there are several people with MBAs or masters that are unemployed because it's not the degree that makes room. It is the gift. The education and the certificates and the certifications are icing on the cake. Now, certain jobs and opportunities do require those things. But the Bible says that it is your gift that makes room for you. You can have the person that doesn't have them, that has a GED, but their gift makes room for them and they're a millionaire. You can have a person who say, well, wait a minute, I have a speech impediment, but they're going around the world and they're speaking because they have great content, because they're a natural teacher, and just like God gave Moses, Aaron, God will send the help. So we can't say, well, I don't have this or I don't have that. You may be a great teacher, but you're not a writer. That's where the ghostwriting comes in at, having a ghostwriter. So those are ways that we can take our gift to the marketplace and still be able to be an effective witness and still doing what it is that we're called to do.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I have to be transparent. When I first, y'all know my history, when I went from six figures to zero in one day, and I tried, honestly, I tried to get a job with all these hospitals in Atlanta. I didn't have peace about it. And then when I stepped out with all the things that God had trusted me, I had so many coaches said, do this one thing. And I'm like, oh, God, I can't sleep at night. I'm doing one thing. But, you know, I just have been freed. I really have been freed knowing my value. And then when I met this awesome angel, and that's what I'm going to call her, when I saw her brand, I'm like, okay, now I'm going to have to get permission so I can say her, I know my value, because it makes a difference. So I know I can be okay with the different things that God has entrusted me. That's the point I'm trying to get at. You know, we love boxes, ladies, as we said, with the diamonds. But you know what? Actually, when you go to the store, see the box that rubies come in. It's not the same box as diamond. Amen? God, okay, I'm going to be good. Now, Erica Brooks, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I just love people that's so humble, that comes on good deeds. You know, they don't, I have to please out of them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to sit back and relax, because let me tell you, if you're driving, you may want to pull over. Because Erica been holding back on us. I want her to tell you guys about, she has a major, I mean, it's a life-changing announcement of her amazing brand, I Know My Value. So tell us, I'm going to spill the beans. Erica Brooks, please let us know about the I Know My Value movement.
Okay. I am super, super, super excited. I just, you know, it's so funny. Ever since launching I Know My Value, I will have women to inbox me articles. They'll email me articles. Anything they see, I know my worth. I am valuable. They'll send me testimonies of something. I was in a situation, and then I thought about I Know My Value, and I decided, oh, no, I can't accept this because I know my worth, I know my value, I'm better than this, I'm bigger than this, I'm delivered from this, I'm free from this. And so because of I Know My Value, and I give glory to God, it's definitely to God be the glory, women, I get flooded with inboxes or text messages from women that are just going through the storm, and they say, well, I couldn't think of anybody else to reach out, but I'm going through this, I'm going through that, and I really need to know my value. I don't know my value, but I watch your post or I watch the page. And so the Lord gave me the I Know My Value movement. And so it is because it's even at work, you know, coworkers are saying, you know, such and such happened, and I immediately thought about, well, I know my value, so I'm not going to, you know, tap over into that and things like that. So what it is really understanding that I Know My Value is not about me at all. It totally isn't. It's not even really really just for women, but I just have such a passion for women empowerment. And women have just grabbed it by the horn. And so the I Know My Value movement is an international movement where women are coming together. We're killing the stereotype that women can't work together, that women don't get along. It is bringing women together of every background, race, creed, socioeconomic status, and even religions, and helping us encourage one another, build one another up. And understand that we can do that through impartation. We can do that through empowerment. We can do that through referral resources. Because all of us have been through something at one point of time in our life, or we're going through something. And so the I Know My Value movement, if I've learned where I am, then it's kind of each one reach one. Then we're going to have to go back, and we're going to have to be Titus women. We're going to have to be mothers of Zion. Every Mary Lee needs an Elizabeth. Every Elizabeth needs a Mary. Ruth and Naomi needed one another. So this movement is to empower women, to empower women. And so we're gonna help out wherever there's prison ministry. We're just gonna go behind the veil. We're not gonna try to do what's easy, but we're gonna go behind the veil. If someone's dealing with suicide, if someone's dealing with depression, if someone's going through a divorce, we're not gonna throw scriptures at them anymore. But that woman who's been through a divorce is gonna help them determine their value. That you're bigger than this divorce. If somebody has lost a child, then that woman who has lost a child is gonna tell that woman that you can make it. That you can come up out of this. So we're going to be honest, we're going to be transparent, and we're going to continue to build one another up and just understand, you know, that, hey, we do want to take the others to the promised land. And so I'm super excited about this movement. I put a post out there on social media, got a lot of feedback, a lot of inboxes, and so I'm excited about what the Lord is doing.
I am too. Woo-hoo. Anyway, but ladies and gentlemen, I just want to just let you know another part of this amazing life-changing experience for all people. And I want to say this, if me and you need some assistance in these areas, we actually will have a resource for you as well. But the thing I want to just let you know right now, part of this amazing initiative, I'm so honored and privileged that God put on Erica Brooks' heart for Good Deeds Media Network to be a part of the really the initiative, the movement that she has been placed in her belly, as we say. And we actually, another part of this amazing announcement is, we are part of the initiative that she is launching and starting right away, ladies and gentlemen, on next Tuesday. We have the awesome opportunity of I Know My Value, the amazing Erica F. Brooks will be actually stepping out to the airwaves. She actually will be doing the segment on Sunday Soul Service every Tuesday evening at 7, and we usually off by 8. But you know what? If we doing some stuff, now hang on in there, because the key is, just like she said, is for people to actually, it's time to pass out for what goes in the house stays in the house. It's time for deliverance. It's time for us to feel good about ourselves, and it's the time for us. You say it with me. Let's say it on 3. 1, 2, 3. That I know my value, right?
I know my value, yeah.
I'm so honored, Erica. But to tell us, is that making you just jump inside just to get out on the airwaves?
Oh, yeah. I am super, super, super excited. Had a radio show last Thursday on another platform. The participants were just, I mean, people want the real. People are so tired of the fluff. And so I'm just excited about a platform that will allow the real to come forth, so that people can get in a place of healing, get in a place of wholeness, and just all full circle. I know my value.
Well, I'm having me a ball. I just love it, because that means I'll be able to say I know my value more often. But I'm just kidding. I just love her brand. She's very professional in the things that she do. And you know what? It's a good feeling. You mentioned it briefly, Erica, earlier, that a good feeling of a person you can trust, someone that you can confide in. And everybody, I'm going to just say this because I know it's in her heart to say it as well. Everybody that's part of I Know My Value platform, and of course here on Good Deeds, you can pull us aside at any time, and we actually will keep it in secrecy. We won't be putting it on Facebook. We won't be preaching about it on Sunday. Amen. The thing is, we're ready for you. I'm ready. Everybody, God is ready for you to just walk out and walk out into that destiny, that golden dream. Now, of course, I'm not letting you know that it's going to be a bed of ease, as the old people say. But the thing about it, when you have somebody supporting you and when you have God around you, all things are possible. Now, see, she messing with me because I'm about to go to preach, so I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to be quiet. Erica, do me a favor. Anything that we may have missed in our presentation here, this great session that we've actually have taught and shared with the listening audience, please share that at this time. And then at the end, please tell us how we can contact you, how we can support you on social media, and how we can actually be part of this movement. But also, if we're ready to step out to launch our church, and we're ready to step out to launch our business, how we can actually obtain that through you.
Okay. The other part, we talked about the marketplace. As I mentioned that I Know My Value has a business, a LLC leg, which is I Know My Value Marketplace Consulting. And so God shared with me, I remember a year ago, God said, stop getting ready and be ready. So many times we have a idea, but it's never on paper. We have an idea, but it's not well developed. And so the Bible tells us to write the vision and make it plain. So marketplace consulting is basically what we do is help you identify your gifts and monetize your gifts and take them to the marketplace. So what does that mean in layman's terms? In layman's terms is I Know My Value. I am a business and financial consultant. So I do business formation. So if you wanted to have a 501(c) nonprofit, start in a church, developing a business, whether it's an Inc. or an LLC. I Know My Value does the business development. So we're about the business of business. I like to say, if you've been in business for 5 years and you don't have formation, you just have a hobby, not a business. And so part of being ready is having that structure in place. In addition, the financial portion, it's so important that we have our house in order. The word tells us a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. I Know My Value helps you leave that inheritance. Get your finances on track. If you feel like you're already financially savvy, you can always have great finances, but they can be even better. And so looking at wills, irrevocable trust, looking at do you have adequate life insurance coverage, other things, investments. So we are basically just want to economic empowerment. We're about that economic empowerment because the word tells us that we're blessed to be a blessing. And there's nothing wrong with having money. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. So if you are an entrepreneur,
and you are looking to have some business development, then I know Mavalu can help you with that. If you're an aspiring entrepreneur and needs, I don't know where to start, Erica, but I just know that I need to start, we can help you with that. We do business plans and strategic plans and 30, 60, 90-day plans, just an array of things to help you be successful in the marketplace. How can you reach us? I have a page. It's I Know My Value on social media. So Facebook, I Know My Value. Same thing, just I Know My Value _original on Instagram. The website is www.iknowmyvalue.com. www.iknowmyvalue.com. And so I just encourage you, especially spiritual leaders, I don't recommend that a church is a 501(c). It's important to have that separate entity. So if you're doing outreach and things of that nature and it's always out of pocket, it's always out of the church's budget, then you may want to consider doing a 501(c) nonprofit. Organizations, they give because of two reasons. Number one, what's in it for me? And what's in it for me is that I can write it off, so it is important to be a 501(c). Another reason is they believe in the cause, so it's important to be the solution to a problem if you're thinking about a nonprofit. And so we can help you with that as well. And anything you have else you have for me I need to share, Dr. Sunday? I can go on and on and on. I just want to be obedient to our time. I can go on and on and on and on.
No, you're great. I love it. I love it. She's a natural media personality, right? Amen. But you know what? When you're in your purpose, it'll shine on through. But first of all, we just thank you again for being in your purpose. We thank you so much for being a part of the Good Deeds Media Network family. And then, of course, being a guest on the Good Deeds Radio Show today. Thank you so much.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you.
Lord, she's going to be closing the show out. But you know what the thing about it is, and you guys know I have been, God actually, before I was born, has predestined me to be in the fivefold. And one of the main things we need to do as being leaders is we need to mentor other people and actually give people room to shine their light to the world. That's what our goals are, okay? You know, whatever the Bible says, you know, bring people closer to Christ and bring in people closer. So we got to show that light because he's our ultimate light, okay? But I want you to know if you want to have any information about us in regards of advertising, sponsorship, if you want to actually be a guest on our radio TV show, if you have a book we need to get out, we have people on our team that actually can help you get the book together, and then we can actually publish it up, you know, however you need it published. I mean, you may want to publish on your own brand, but we actually have a publishing company as well. We have a nonprofit organization. We're actually coming out with a big publication at the end of this month. We're preparing a major event in the beginning of the year. And if you want to be involved, just come on now. You know, it takes the whole village. You know, I support people. I'm not bigger than nobody else. No, no, no. I'm a servant. Amen. But we are here to help you shine your light to the world. Please contact us at www.reneesunday.com. That's R-E-N-E-E Sunday, SUNDAY.com. But always remember this. You do have a calling. You do have a reason. One, you were born, and you have a reason you're here right now. You got to do three things. You got to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk it out. I know what you want to say with me, so let's go. Don't stop. You got to what? Get it. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.